This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
If the clue fits, solve it. Hey, Riddle Riddle, I'm Adol Rafi.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And where's Riddy Kitty?
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, there she is. Where are you going to work?
Oh, meow, meow.
Oh, you work there?
Meow.
And you just meow, you don't talk?
Meow, meow.
Now and again?
Oh, I did. I heard that your boss is kind of a dickhead.
Yeah, he sucks. Ready kitty, going to work, bringing a little kitty umbrella.
Can we?
Ready kitty is filmed in front of a crazy person in their mind.
Can we get Arnie or someone to write a theme song for Riddy Kitty?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it'll be Arnie or someone.
Yeah, Arnie Parrott. Arnie Parrott, I should clarify. Who wrote our theme song for this show?
Yeah, Arnie Parrott. You might know him from Hello from the Magic Tavern, where he plays Arnie Kneecap.
Matt Young?
Yeah.
Riddy Kitty.
I wanted to sound like an old sitcom.
Oh, it did. That's why JPC said Riddy Kitty is filmed in front of a crazy person.
Oh, no. I was just saying that.
Who's our old man puzzles today?
Oh, it's me. It's a role you originated, but I perfected.
Wow.
Damn. Shots fired.
We know drama. Characters welcome.
No, it's just different. I just do a different version of it.
Hey, Aaron. Mm. How do you mean?
Well, this is what I mean. You know how Ethel Merman was the original person in Gypsy?
No, I'm too young.
And then later, Patti LuPone played that role.
I don't think we can say that musical anymore.
Or Bernadette. Why? Oh, yeah.
You have to say Romana people.
Well, in that musical, Bernadette Peters later played the role and Patti LuPone. No one's better than anyone. They're just different.
Can you a young, hip kid?
With an old soul.
Can you not say the sitcom Taxi anymore because of Uber? Is it because of Lyft? Oh my God, what if they rebooted Taxi and they called it freaking Lyft? Hi, haters. Dab on my haters' graves. Fortnite.
Oh, I miss when JPC was here and not, what is his name?
Kid Riddles.
Kid Riddles.
Oh, Kid Riddles.
Kid Riddles sucks.
Oh, yeah, dab on my haters, though.
Kid Riddles is filmed in front of a piece of shit.
So, what is it, filmed in front of a freaking mirror? Dab on my haters, Fortnite. Guys, what do you think of my new catchphrase? It's dab on my haters, Fortnite.
Is there a comma anywhere in that?
Couldn't tell you.
Dab on my haters, Fortnite. Debbie does dab.
Oh boy.
So I'm
if
old
you're
man
just
puzzles.
Now tuning in, this is a podcast about riddles.
And I'm Old Man Puzzles. And I feel, again, I'm trying to perfect OMP.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know me.
The one thing I've not been very good at is doing the difference between warm-up riddles and regular riddles. I make warm-up riddles too hard and regular riddles too easy. So I tried to switch that this week. So let me know how I did.
So you tried to make the warm-up riddles too easy?
Yes.
Got it.
I Googled very easy riddles. And then for the other ones, I Googled impossible riddles.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
The bar is set. Challenge accepted.
But this one is not either of those. This is just our segment. Riddles from my garbage brother-in-law.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is Mitch?
Yeah. This is Mitch.
Oh, we
and,
hate Mitch. For those of you just listening, we hate Mitch.
I got so many tweets after the last episode where I mentioned him where people were like, just here to say Mitch is the worst. And I was like, oh no.
And Mitch listens?
Yeah, He's listened.
Yeah, didn't Does you also send me some screenshots from your sister?
Yeah, Molly was not pleased.
Not
your impression
thrilled
of her.
About.
But we love Molly.
Yeah.
We hate Mitch. We love Molly.
Yeah, she's going to kill you when she sees you.
Sitcom submission for you. Mitch and Molly, okay?
It's two Chicago people. sitcom submission. Your character you played that dabs on graves and says Fortnite, and it's called Little Dabner.
Oh, I hate this. Here's the riddle.
Yes, from Mitch.
A girl who was just learning to drive.
I'm sorry. I can't do this. Can you say it in a Boston accent or else I'm never going to be able to put it? Oh, God.
Here
also,
we
Mitch,
go.
Mitch, a girl just learning to drive. Sexist.
Sexist.
I agree. A girl who was just learning to drive went down a one-way street in the wrong direction, but didn't break the law. How come?
Oh, I know this one.
A girl who was just learning to drive went down a one-way street in the wrong direction, but didn't break the law.
Okay,
how come?
I know this one.
I think I know this one, too. Is it because Cinderella put it all together and she could drive it home?
With one headlight. Wallflowers.
Wallflowers.
Jacob Dylan.
Best Dylan, by the way. Jacob, best Dylan.
Best Dylan.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm forgetting. What's that?
Dylan Thomas. Dylan the blank?
So what's the answer?
She was going in reverse.
I love that answer.
The perfect crime. She was walking.
She was walking.
Oh, my God. Christopher walking? Hey, you guys.
Ooh.
And here's another easy one.
Okay.
I appear once in summer and twice in autumn, but never in winter. What am I?
Mitch's fucking face around these parts. I'll pound that guy in the stone.
Quick reminder, he's 6'7".
6'7". So big.
Yeah.
So big for such a fucking idiot.
Just because tall, not strong.
Yeah, you're right.
Is he a nice guy?
He's the nicest.
Okay, cool. So he's not actually ever going to hit me for the things that I've said.
I don't know. There's a first time for everything.
What are some classic like Mitchisms? Like when you're hanging out, what are some of his phrases?
People don't love me at concerts.
If you're 6'7", then
I love your sister.
Is it because
he's
taller or is it because he's an asshole at concerts?
Are we doing Mitchisms? Can this waitress be any slower?
Yeah. I appear once in summer and twice in autumn, but never in winter. What am I?
Dandruff.
Oh, that got to be the letter M.
No.
What? Read it again.
Once in
I
summer?
Appear once in summer and twice in autumn.
How do you think summer spells?
But never in winter.
S-U-M-E-R.
What am I?
Fort Sumner.
I appear once in summer and twice in autumn.
It's got to be a letter.
Yeah.
But never in winter. What am I?
You.
Warmth.
Aaron Keefe?
Yeah, Aaron Keefe.
No, the letter U.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's Aaron Keefe.
I'm going to keep going.
You appear once in summer because you break
my
day.
What was the other option?
And twice in autumn because I hope when you fall, it's twice as much.
Damn.
Wow, that was really fast.
Dab on my haters.
Kid Riddles.
Little Dabner.
Oh, Kid Riddles. I am always there, some distance away, somewhere between land, sea, or sky I lay. You may move toward me, yet distant I'll stay. What am I?
My dad.
Oh, my God. I am always there, some distance away, somewhere between land, sea, or sky I lay. You may move toward me, yet distant I'll stay. What am I?
Okay, you move towards it, but it stays distant.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The horizon.
Yeah, the horizon.
Well done.
Damn it.
Well done.
No, I said Verizon.
Oh.
Because you don't get good service.
Verizon, can you hear me now?
They're our sponsor.
What?
What are you doing?
Yes, again, Hey Riddle Riddle this week is sponsored, fingers crossed, when they hear this.
Let's actually take a quick commercial break to hear from Verizon, and we have a message from Kid Riddles.
Oh, man. Oh, I ran out of data for the month, and now I can't play frippin' Fortnite on my rippin' phone.
Excuse me, Kid. Did you say you ran out of Dabda?
No. Fuck off, loser.
How do I formally quit this podcast? do I do a 2 weeks notice?
You
want to
quit your podcast? Open up your My Verizon app and scroll to podcasts. Click infinite data and double click on can you get it now?
And don't forget to sign up for our fortnights and weekends.
This is my official 2 weeks notice. Are we ready for another one?
That's how you formally quit?
Yeah.
What is often returned but never borrowed?
Anything from TJ Maxx.
Oh, and they just morphed into one person.
Often returned but never borrowed.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Oh, no.
So if most stores have like a 30 to 90 day return policy, and it doesn't matter, they say that you can't wear it, but they have no way of knowing if you've worn it. So
are you returning most of your clothes after 30 days?
For sure. I've also done that with mattresses.
You know, we're all old enough to remember layaway, right?
Oh, yeah. That's when you jump back, shoot the basketball from far away.
He's from the 1940s. He's the boogie, 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 company me.
He's a ready fuzzy book. Often
borrowed.
Often returned, but never borrowed.
Often it's not love?
Nope.
Respect.
I guess that works. No.
Often
you're sort of on the right track.
Rental cars.
Never borrowed.
You rent me, don't borrow.
A greeting. Often returned.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot
you're
of things.
You're definitely, there are, I mean, a lot of things I'm just that looking are for often a specific returned. One.
Yo.
Yeah.
No.
Heyo. Hijack.
Was
is it hijack on an hijack? Airplane? No. On an Israeli airplane to say hijack? Oh, boy.
This has too many answers, so I'm just going to tell
is
you.
Is this it's, from Mitch?
No.
Okay.
Thanks and compliments.
Thanks and compliments.
So which is not the case when you're talking to JPC or Adel. Hey, yeah. I like your shirt.
You want the shirt? Buy the shirt, dumbass. Unless you don't have $250.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm wearing a $250 shirt.
I imagined that would be aggressive, but I had no idea it would be that aggressive.
Yeah, no, people don't often. They have conversations with me, and they don't know that they're about to get put on frickin' blast.
Well, I'm going to now see, hey, Adel, I like your hat.
If you want to buy JPC's shirt, just friggin' buy.
All right, here's another one. This is our last warm-up.
This is a person who probably won't listen to the show, but maybe on the show at one point, a mutual friend of Aaron's and mine, Waleed, came up to me and he goes...
Oh, if he doesn't listen, he's not going
to
be on.
Well, for sure. He came up to me once and he was like, hey, I said something to someone this weekend and I thought it was like a very JPC thought. And I was like, what was it? And he was like, someone was telling me about this restaurant by their house. Someone was telling me about this restaurant and I was like, oh, where is it? And they said, oh, it's right by my house. And I said, I don't know where you freaking live. I was like, that's exactly how I would say
that's
that.
That's my brand. That's on brand.
That is my response.
I did World News last night and I went to a place afterwards with my sister and somebody there had seen the show. And so she came up, she's like, sorry to interrupt. I just want to say I love the show. And I'm like, thank you so much. And she goes, I didn't think being super rude could be funny, but you proved me wrong. And I was like, thank you.
Wait, for the World News show or for?
Because I just played characters who were insufferable.
Okay. I thought you meant in real life.
I thought that was a follow up to you being like, thanks so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, no, well, it's just my face. It's my face.
Is it thing too much?
I have one more warm up.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you excited?
Well,
I'm not excited that you put in your 2 weeks. We were hoping you'll stay on.
I said, are you excited?
I'm horny for puzzies.
Papa horny for puzzies.
Let's try to say that in unison. I said, who's excited?
Papa horny for puzzies.
Here we go.
The number four.
The number four puzzies.
You go at red, but stop at green. What am I?
Traffic light.
Traffic light. Oh, traffic light in Australia.
Yeah. It's all reversed in there.
Australian traffic light. In it.
Is it? Any,
oh, it's red. Get a go.
If you're in
it's
Australia green, and you listen, tweet at me. I lived there for a while.
No. Aaron, if they're in Australia, you don't want them to tweet. You want them to MySpace because that'll be our tweet. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's that convoluted, but it makes total sense.
Because for them, sense. Up, down, down, up.
Up, down, yep. Up. Down, and under, all they do is lose, down lose, is under. Lose. God, I love Australia because everything's backwards there and it's a fantasy land and people don't live there.
Hey, I'm an Australian. How salt recycle?
When I lived there, the radio ads would make me laugh so hard because the Australian accent was so over the top. I remember, and that's how I would lock into the accent is listening to this.
I felt that way when I was in Maine. Like, people would be like, yeah, you want to, I can't do a Maine accent. It's like smart. Like, they'd be like talking to you and I'd be like, this is funny. Like, it's a funny voice you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Before we get to this last warm-up puzzle, we got to do, let's just do a quick a morning zoo crew in Australia.
I have to say my root thing that gets me into an Australian accent. Kiefer Sutherland.
Laserdisc.
Laserdisc.
Rizoplites. Rizoplites. I shave my face with Rizoplites.
We're the ultimate in saving, specializing in people saving. So why haven't you rung Ricklin? Or you're in for a surprise. You won't believe your eyes when you're buying your supplies at Free Range. I heard those ads all the time.
Well, now we just did free advertisements for Australia.
Like Western Australia, too.
Yeah.
Like mining. All right,
hey,
cool.
Hey, Perth, if you listen in Perth.
Perth.
You owe us some money.
Actually.
Kalgoorlie Boulder.
Svengoolie Boulder.
Yep, Kalgoorlie Boulder. And
you're listening to For What It's Perth.
People hit kangaroos with their cars there anyway. Like they're squirrels.
You got to pay for that to do it here in the States.
Yeah.
Kangaroos, yeah. It's what they call it, kangaroo smashing. It's when you hunt kangaroos with cars.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I'm also super pissed Luigi got left out of kangaroo smashing. But they got Kirby.
But people will hit them with their cars, and I think you have to, by law, look in their pouch to see if there's a joke.
If there's a wallet.
If there's gold.
If there's a wallet.
That's how Australians pan for gold. Let's take a look in this pouch.
That's how I held a baby kangaroo, because its mom had died.
You mean a Joey?
Yeah, it's so cute. They try to somersault into your tummy, because they think that there's going to be a little pouch there. There's not.
It's funny. A baby kangaroo is a Joey, and an adult kangaroo is a Chandler.
Oh, and JPC put joke. In your 2 weeks notice.
I was just going to say, when you held the baby Joey, did it go, I'm so hungry?
Could I be wearing any more shirts?
Oh, okay. Aaron, I understand why you put in your 2 weeks.
You go at red, but stop at green. What am I?
You go at red, you stop at green.
Blood.
That's going to be blood. So when you cut someone, when they bleed, you keep going. If it's green, it's gangrenous, and it's you need to stop and get them to a hospital.
If it's green, suck at me. And if it's red, probably dead.
What?
Wait, what? If it's green, suck at mean.
You go at green and stop at red.
You go at red and you stop at green.
Go at red and stop at green.
It's a thing.
It's a thing?
It's a thing.
You go at red.
It's not like an idea.
Why do you say it like that?
Because we all of this
you
is
go at red, you stop at
nonsense.
Green. Oh, it's going to be when you go to a nice steakhouse.
Yeah, cooking a steak.
You eat the steak, you don't eat the sides. It's going to be like rapini or something. And
no,
nobody wants to
you're
fill
close
up on fucking
that
rapini.
It's a food.
Oh, it's going to be pasta primavera.
You go at red, stop at green tomato.
No.
What?
Oh, it's going to be
it is a tomato.
No.
It's going to be a tomato.
Is.
You're going to fry it
but
at green.
But that works.
You're going to slice it up at red.
I said no.
Oh, it's going to be fogo de chao. When you go to fogo de chao,
is it a vegetable?
When you put up the red.
No.
Is it a fruit? strawberry.
Is it a meat?
No.
Cherry.
You go at red. Go.
Pamplemousse. Pamplemousse.
Think.
Pamplemousse.
Think.
Pamplemousse.
Think. Think. Think.
Oh, think. Great clue.
Think.
Here's a clue. Think.
This is under very easy riddles.
It's a fruit?
Yes.
You go at red, you stop at green.
But tomato works.
You're eating and it's red, it's red, it's red. We're at the green part.
Strawberry.
Oh, avocado.
No.
Avocado. But these
the other
all
things
work.
You can technically like eat, I think. Like a strawberry, you can
a
eat the leaf.
A pomegranate.
No.
Poison.
What's red with a green
poison.
Pit?
Raid.
Not a pit.
What's red with a green
technically the outside.
Centaur.
It's a green stem, right? It's
technically the outside. What's green on the outside and red in the middle?
Oh, your hand.
I'd say
oh,
it's one of the
an apple.
Roll up.
No, it's probably one of the most famous fruits.
An
oh,
apple?
Gosh. Oh,
I'm so glad that wasn't
California
a full
raisins.
Stop.
Tangerine.
VeggieTales.
No.
Famous fruit.
Just like a classic
Tony grape.
Fruit.
Famous classic fruit.
Classic
we're talking
fruit.
Bananas.
No, like picturesque fruit.
You said classic.
It's
cornucopia.
It's at picnics. It's at kids eat
oh,
it on
hot potatoes.
No.
Potato salad. Hot dogs.
Okay. It's a picturesque fruit.
It has seeds in it. It's good in the summer.
Jam. Jelly.
Cantaloupe.
It has seeds in it. It's good in the summer. It feels like you guys know and you're messing with me.
No, we don't know. You eat
green,
it when
pepper,
it's
bell
red.
Pepper.
Bell pepper. Red pepper.
No, it's you're
habanero
eating it.
Pepper.
You eat it like this.
Corn on the cob. Corn.
Oh, we're here.
Pizza. Pizza.
Red corn.
Same shape.
Same
traditionally
shape
when it's
fruit,
cut.
It's the same shape as watermelon.
Yay! Yay! By the way, Adel, I did have it like 2 minutes ago. I thought we were just playing that game.
I never had it.
The fact that you said watermelon, so excited.
Watermelon.
Pizza. Pizza. But a bunch of other stuff that we said would have worked. Hey, Aaron, look at me.
Yeah, I guess technically.
Yeah, technically.
How's everyone doing?
Can you not eat the
rind?
Can you not eat the rind of a watermelon?
I think it's really hard to. You have to melt it down first.
I've seen videos of dogs doing it, and if a dog can do it, I can do it.
Really?
Could you eat your own shit?
I think that I have the mental fortitude to eat one bite of my own shit, but I don't think I could eat the whole piece of my own
shit.
Can
you turn around before you sleep?
What?
Can you go around in a circle before you sleep?
Before I sleep, I listen to Total Eclipse of the Heart, and so yes.
JPC, are you a good boy?
Yeah, I'm good.
You a good boy?
I'm a good boy.
Who's a good boy?
Well, do I get a treat? I'm not working for nothing. I'm sitting.
Speak.
Stay.
I'm horny for pussies.
Good boy. Here's a treat.
Ooh,
here's
a treat. Hot
dog. And
ooh,
play dead. Play dead.
Ooh, baby. The shotgun.
So we can't do that one.
No, well, I'm not a good actor.
Were you Fred Schneider for the B-52s at the end? Shotgun. Tin roof.
Shotgun, tin roof. And that brings us to a great place to take a little break. We'll be back right after this.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay,
what do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're
great.
Back.
We're far
Bic.
Out, mate. No, lollies.
I'm saying we're going to play some Bic.
West Coast
this
Eagles.
Is,
this is it. We El all Guapo. Know at least one Bic song.
And we'll say it on three. One, two, three.
The Bic
Italy.
Is Bic.
The boys are Bic in town.
The boys are Bic in team.
Bic and Blake.
Mm-hmm.
You're old man puzzles.
I'm old man puzzles. And so this is when I Googled impossible riddles. These came up.
Okay.
So you
and
be the
just
judge.
Just to be clear, the one that was watermelon, that was not impossible?
No, that was supposed to be easy.
Oh, we'll see.
I bet we're going to get these impossible ones way much faster good than we did. Even better than on the riddle other in the bad ones is.
What was that?
And we got that clean, correct?
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have nobody but come alive with wind.
Cave.
What am I?
Turtles.
Some sort of cave.
Turtle.
I have two smart asses in my class. Look at these smart asses leaning
Mrs.
over,
Keefe,
thinking, thinking they have all the answers. I didn't even have a full breath after I asked the question.
Mrs. Keefe, where's your husband?
Yeah, how come you don't have a ring on your finger anymore?
How dare you? I may have killed him. Ever thought of that?
Yeah, a lot of people thought of it.
Thought we were doing Boston accents, and it's Australian accents. Let's do this.
They're both prisoners.
criminals. You mean?
You're prisoners.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but come alive with wind. What am I?
Fart.
Chimes.
It's fart.
No, it's never
alive.
Fart.
But hold on. Wind. Can I make my case for why it's fart?
It's never fart.
But please.
Fine.
But please. Okay. I come alive with wind?
Mm-hmm. Wind? I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no buddy but come alive with wind. What am I?
Oh, it's a queef.
Aaron Queef.
You're the first person who ever said that.
Really?
Trumpet. No. Trumpet.
No. Well, do you know? Okay, so I went through all of high school and no one said that to my face.
Did people not know what it was?
I don't think that was like really in the zeitgeist yet.
I heard about it.
I love the word zeitgeist was, but not.
I heard about it in high school.
But the 3 weeks before I graduated high school, a freshman boy was like, has anyone ever called you Aaron Queef? And I was like, listen, you little punk.
Honestly?
I've almost made it through all of high school.
Honestly, let's put him on fucking blast. What's his name?
I remember his first name.
What's his first name?
Marcus. I haven't spoken to him since I was a senior.
It was Mitch.
Kevin.
But then I got to college and immediately, week one, they're like, Aaron Queef. It's Aaron Queef. And I was like, oh, God. Okay, here we go.
Do you think Kiefer Sutherland ever got called Kiefer Sutherland?
Oh, for sure.
That sucks.
Do you think the Great Barrier Reef has ever been called the Great Barrier Queef?
We have so many questions for Australians. Like, which footy team should I root for? Sydney Swans or West Coast Eagles?
Adel, what was your embarrassing nickname from growing up?
Because
Adel, do they do anything with that?
I remember being at a birthday. Oh, here's one. I remember being at a birthday party when I was like 7 or 8, and my mom was with me because I was 7 or 8. But it was for a friend, and it was all these parents at like a miniature golf course. And one of the kids called me Cattle.
Oh,
like C-A-T-T-L-E,
yeah, Cattle.
And like was picking on me, calling me Cattle. And the rest of the kids started saying it, and all the parents started laughing. And I remember like crying and being like, oh, parents can be terrible too. Like, it's my first experience.
Whoa.
It's my first experience with like being like, oh, adults aren't the protectors. Adults are also terrible.
Oh, damn, God, dude. That's a dark moment.
Wow, what a dark moment.
Mine. So that was the first incident. And then after.
Mine was, it's not my last name anymore because I changed my name when I was 20. But my last name was my like dad's last name, my little brother's last name, which was Pittman growing up. And so I got like armpit and like pit stain and like any variation of pit was in there.
But did the adults laugh?
Yeah, well, the adults laughed whenever I opened my mouth. They were like, who is this kid and why
is brilliant,
he
funny man?
Why does he do good comedy for kids and adults at the same time?
People Wunderkin. Liked the drug part of my name. And I have a sister named Molly Keefe, which my parents swore was an accident.
An accident?
An accident? Yeah, that's very nice. Very funny. Very good stuff.
Ike's going to give it to you?
I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no buddy but come alive with wind. What am I?
It's got to be chimes or...
Is it a river?
A gong.
Water?
It's a sound.
A whistle. A flute.
But a sort of, a kind of a sound.
A burp.
Good
a fart.
Sound.
Is it a bodily sound?
No. Well, it can be any sound. It's just how it comes back to you.
Bum, bum, ba-da.
Echo. Oh, an echo.
An echo.
Yeah. That's an echo. Yeah. Okay,
so
you got it.
Is it an Amazon Echo Dot?
Alexa.
Alexa, what is a riddle?
Fuck you.
Alexa, what was that? Excuse me?
Fuck you, too.
Alexa, play for me.
Play any U2 song and like it, Alexa. I won't have you besmirch U2 in my house.
Do you want me to sing it or play it?
Sing it.
Sing. I want you to sing Beautiful Day.
It's a beautiful day.
Okay, thank you, Alexa.
Alexa, play an Australian radio commercial.
You're in for a surprise. You won't believe your eyes when you're buying your supplies at Free Range.
Alexa, good job. Turn off.
No. Are we ready for our next riddle?
Mm-hmm.
Adel, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready as well.
JPC, you ready?
Yeah.
Everybody get your pens and papers out.
Is that true?
Sort of.
Well, why did you ask us if we're ready before we got all... I don't have a pen and paper.
Should we say we're ready for riddies? I'm always looking for the
ready?
Fucking angle.
So is
baby.
Everybody... are we ready for more riddies and puzzies?
I'm horny.
Horny for puzzles.
What? Okay. Do I actually need a pen and paper?
You might... It doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll let Adel do it and then I'll...
Do I actually need a pen and teller?
Yes. What word in the English language does the following?
Fart.
Oh, my God.
Let the record state, I thought that was very funny.
What word in the English language does the following? The first two letters signify a male. The first three letters signify a female. The first four letters signify a great, while the entire word signifies a great woman. What is the word?
Wait, the first four letters signify a great?
No. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Two man, three woman, four great.
Great. Entire word signifies a great woman.
Heroine.
Heroine.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, I like that one.
I don't know if it's impossible. Internet.
I'll go ahead and say that was a warm-up.
I feel like you could probably... See, this is why I should be Old Man Puzzles.
Hey, do not second-guess yourself. Believe in your dreams.
I agree.
Keeping it real.
Believe in the literal quality of your dreams.
Hashtag fuck Mitch.
Yep. I had a dream that I was saving my friend Raina from a train last night. Do you think that's going to happen?
Traina. no.
Hey, what kind of shoes are those?
These yeah. are trainers.
Oh, nice trainers.
This one, I think, might take a while. Also, maybe write this down. I'm not even kidding.
I don't have
And again,
a thing.
I'll eat the paper.
Right,
I'll eat the paper at the live show.
Can you give me a piece of that paper? Hold on.
Yeah, let's get a nice audio rip.
Ooh. Are we ready?
Yes.
A man was murdered in his office. Can we have the sound of thunder? A man was murdered in his office.
The chunk.
Thank you. The suspects are Jerry with a G.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
Julie.
I don't need to know anymore.
With a J. Jason, Nick, and Sophie. I'm going to read that again. The suspects are Jerry, Julie, Jason, Nick, and Sophie. The numbers 6, 4, 9, 10, 11 are written on the calendar with blood. Who is the killer? The numbers 6, 4, 9, 10, 11 are written on the calendar with blood. Who is the killer?
All right, Adel, can we talk this out for a second?
Yeah, the number 6 correlates to the letter F, so Frank did it.
Okay, so...
There is no Frank.
6, 4.
Because he's gone. Why would you stick around if you murdered your boss?
The order is 6, 4, 9, 10, 11. So it's not in ascending order because the 6 is before the 4 for some reason. But let's also
is
just...
Is that what ascending means?
Okay. Let's you also...
Fuck.
let's talk about names. Jason, obviously, a killer's name.
Yeah.
You know, historically well, famous killer.
Actually, historically, it was Jason's mom.
Her historically.
And her name was...
Jason's mom has got it going on. So also, Sophie is
Wait,
one of the options.
Let's follow that train of thought. Jason's mom has got it going got on. It going Fountains on. Of Wayne. Wayne Newton. Newton's
Newton,
cradle.
Olivia Newton-John.
From cradle to the grave.
Grave
robber.
Robber.
Robbery
Rob
Robertson. Rob Zombie. A zombie did it.
A zombie did it.
I'm going to leave now. Forget the 2 weeks notice.
We have Sophie in here, which means that we technically have a Sophie's choice on our hands.
Sophie's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Choice is yours. You're wanted. Wanted Angelina Jolie. Jolie.
You're wanted.
Jolene. Dolly Parton. Parton the interruption. Me. Eruption. Volcano. Kano from Mortal Kombat.
Whose name was Jerry? Jerry, Julie, Jason, Nick, and Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
G-J-J-N-S. 6, 4, 9, 10, 11. So.
Can I give you a hint?
No. Not okay. yet. Hey, Aaron. I want that hit later, but I need to riff for a little
no,
while
No, I'm going to sew my mouth shut so I can never
Holy
give you the hint.
Shit, she's doing it. That's in... Oh, wow. That's commitment.
I guess for the rest of the episode, it's just going to be Riddy Kitty.
Riddy Kitty
inside of
her
a cow. Riddy Kitty's stuck inside of a cow's stomach.
Can I it says 6, 4, 9, 10, and 11 are written on the calendar in blood.
Yes, and the order of the numbers matter, and the fact that it's on a calendar matters.
So that's the boss did that before he died. So Bruce Springsteen was murdered. So January, February, March, April, May, June, J.
Mm-hmm.
So Jason did it because each month starts with the letter.
A letter.
Go through it.
So it's going to be June,
April,
September, October, November. November. Jason did it. So we were right at the top. Jason's mom.
Jason's a
does
killer.
Does have it going on.
And Jason was
she's the, all that I
was
want.
Jason from the Killing movies, right?
Yep. You got it. That's a fun one.
So,
were those all on Friday the 13th is where they made the notation?
Yep. And again, not impossible.
Okay.
Internet.
And the reason why he wrote down, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 digits instead of 5 letters, which would have been less blood, ostensibly, is because Jason decided not to clean up. Jason would have cleaned up his name written in blood because he just killed the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, well, let's not clean up this 6, 4, 9, 10, 11 thing because that's like a dying man's last scribbles.
I would like to see a scene between the boss and Jason probably 5 to 10 minutes before the murder took place.
Cool.
And I would like for you to be the boss and Adol. I'd like
Can I play Jason? Because I feel like I never get to play low status.
If I play the boss, I want to play Bruce Springsteen.
I have a lot of more requests too. I'm holding them all back because of the sigh. All right, I'll be the boss. Jason, would you please come into my office?
Yeah, sure.
Jason, you know.
Which of your offices?
My office, Jason. The one that we're standing on the threshold of.
Very. Right.
Jason, your job at the peanut plant is to put the caps on the peanut bottles.
That's right.
That's correct.
I'm a capper.
Yeah, you're a capper.
Capper American, baby.
American cappers.
Dapper capper.
Dapper capper. Planters Peanuts only has dapper American cappers.
We all have to wear these top hats and canes.
Well, you
and
wear...
And monocles.
We all do. But you can take yours off while we come into the office.
Okay.
Click, book, chick, bop, chick, boop, chick, bop. the standard sounds of taking off hats and monocles.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, do you know why I called you in my office?
I have an idea. Why don't you say it?
Your cappers.
Excuse me, boss. You have a 2 o'clock meeting. I just want to make sure you remember. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
it's 11.
Sophie.
It's 11:15 in the morning.
Oh, I'm a little disoriented. I'm a little hungover. All right.
Classic Sophie.
Sophie, wait, Sophie.
Sophie,
come back in here.
Where's Nick, Julie, and Jerry?
Oh, they are in the break room gossiping.
Sophie, I got to hear about this. You're a little hungover.
Yeah.
What happened last night? I know you had that date. Walk me through it.
Oh, my God. I got nervous, and I got margarita drunk before he even showed up. Went on a wrong date.
You went on the wrong date?
I went on the wrong date.
Wait. The wrong date. And there's a calendar here.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Stop interrupting.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
You're a capper.
I'm going to go back to my desk. Chick, 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 bah, chick, 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 monocle,
good.
Top
she locked the door behind her.
Here we go.
God. I feel so bad for Sophie because she keeps putting herself in these situations where she's setting herself up to fail. She's nice. She's smart. She's got a good job. She's got a great personality. Lots of interests. She should be killing it on these dates, Jason.
Hey, do you know what my favorite type of scooter is?
Yeah, probably a razor.
Take that from my knife.
Oh, God, your knife. And you cut me in all the right places. Leave my office immediately. You're fired.
I'll grant you that one last request.
How to tell who the killer is. Oh, boy, I could record it on my cell phone. The calendar. Yes, the calendar. Oh, I'll leave a clever clue for an enterprising young detective.
Oh, no, you don't. I'm taking these Marie Callender frozen meals with me.
Oh, my pies. Okay. Oh, he's taking my frozen pies. Think, boss. Think, what would Bruce Springsteen, my idol, do? The calendar on the wall. I could use it to staunch the flow of blood from my neck. Or, even better, a painting.
Okay. 6, 4, 9, 10, 11.
What are you doing over here? 6, 4, 9, 10. Oh, this fucking gibberish.
This is the ages I wish I would have died at.
I'll let you have it.
Thank you, Jason. Wait, Jason, months.
What?
Shurika.
Did you say Shurika?
It's a living.
I said Shurika.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I got another one and you're going to get it so fast. Are you ready?
Is this another one you found from Googling impossible puzzles?
Yes.
Impossible puzzles.
Impossible readies.
Anything's impossible.
Here we go. We are all very little creatures. All of us have different features. One of us in glass is set.
Smurf.
One of us you'll find in jet. Another you may see in tin. And a fourth is boxed within. If box the fifth trolls. You should pursue, it can never fly from you. What are we?
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ, there was so much
one
to
of
that.
Us we find in tin. One
let me,
is
let
called,
me to go in order.
Yeah.
One of us in glass is set. One of us you'll find in jet. Another you may see in tin. A fourth is boxed within. If the fifth you should pursue, it can never fly from you. What are we?
And some sort of little creature?
Yeah, that one, that first line is a little misleading. We are all very little creatures.
Were you crowned misleading in Boston?
Yes.
There she is. Misleading.
Mrs. Leading was my mother. Right, call me misleading.
Glass, jet, tin, boxed within. And the last one is something about flying away. What is it?
If the fifth you should pursue, it can never fly from you.
Alison Krauss.
I would say focus on the two lines. One of us you'll find in jet. Another you may see in tin.
JPC, she said focus on the two lines, but she didn't mean the cocaine that you have.
I'm intently eyeing this cocaine.
I get jealous when you focus too much on your cocaine.
Because this
on
was
me.
On the table before I came here. So if
don't focus on those two lines. Focus on the.
I'm doing the 15-minute rule. If no one's claimed this cocaine in 15 minutes, I'm going to snort it all.
You know when you go in the break room and you're like, is this Coke for everyone? Is this like everyone Coke?
It's
yes.
A Friday. Someone probably brought this Coke for everyone.
Birthday, right?
Yes, Susie, but we're waiting until 2 to have the cocaine.
We want to say happy birthday first. To you.
So one of them is a member of the band Jet. So we
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, Paul McCartney was in Jet. He was in Wings, you jack.
No, he was in the band Jet, and they had that song Wings.
Yes.
Wings.
Mall of Kintyre is the best Wings song.
There's
Fight
five.
Me.
Ram's the best.
The fifth element.
So
Bruce
wait,
Willis.
Jet's an Australian band.
Yeah.
We know that.
One of us you'll find in Jet. Another you may see in tin.
E.T. T.I., the rapper T.I.
You're...
Wait, oh, can you say it one more time?
The whole thing?
Yeah.
We are all very little creatures. All of us have different features. One of us in glass is set. Oh, my phone turned off. Hold on.
Ass.
One of us in glass is set. One of us you'll find in jet. Another you may see in tin. And a fourth is boxed within. If the fifth you should pursue, it can never fly from you. What are we?
Vowels.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm a total night vowel, and so this is me in my fifth element.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Riddles are bad.
So here's my thing. Here's my thing. What is the fly? What I can never fly to you? What does that mean? I didn't understand
that
one.
You should pursue. It can never fly from you.
I don't get why that is the case.
So
am I stupid?
Am I wrong that most words have vowels in them?
Yeah.
Are you
all
wrong?
All words?
No, there's a couple words
not
without,
all words,
without
but
vowels.
Most words.
Oh, that's such a fun little tidbit. Actually,
is that your impression of a guy at a party?
Does the word skin have
no,
vowels?
I'm just saying like,
yeah,
what, how does this constitute a question?
What do you mean? This is it's a riddle. It's a mind. You have to like think about it. Think about what you're trying to do to me.
But it could easily just be letters.
What?
No.
What
no, because it's
the answer is letters.
No, I get that it's vowels.
It's A E I O and then U.
Yeah. No.
No, I get it. I just don't like...
Well, you actually didn't get it.
No, I do get it.
You had to get someone smarter to get it. What you got is fucking nothing. Does that make sense?
I think...
Okay, okay. Hold
hey,
on.
What's my... JPC, what's my favorite Motorola phone?
Razor. Crazer? Crazer? You love the Crazer?
What's my favorite type of raisin?
I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene where Aaron, you are a grammar school teacher. Adel, you are a student who is in detention. You're writing on the blackboard. And the thing that you are doing wrong is you are refusing to learn vowels. Mm-hmm. And so you have to write, I will learn vowels, but you're not putting any vowels in it when you write it.
Okay.
Do you want your life to be hard or easy?
Oh, neither.
Okay, let me approach this a different way. There are two different types of letters. Here we go.
Uppercase and lowercase. No, I get it.
No. And not cursive and not cursive. I feel like that was coming out of your mouth soon.
Yeah.
So there's two different types of letters. Yeah. One you need all the time.
Yeah.
And the other you don't need so much.
I'm happy to just take a B. I don't want an A. Just give me a B.
Okay.
Can I ask you something, Mrs. Queef? Why aren't you married?
My last name is Queef.
Why do you make me call you Mrs. when you're not married?
Have you ever read the book The Secret?
No, because I'm not over 40.
Yeah, no kidding, because you don't know what vowels are, you little shitbird.
Shitbird? That's a callback from episode 2.
Oh, there's a knock on the window.
Open the window.
Help! There are bees out here! Killer bees!
Help! I love that band. They had that song, The Beatles.
What? If I'll only help the man with the bees if you can tell me what letter comes before B.
They're stinging me to death, please!
What letter comes before B?
Z.
No, before B.
If it's all circular.
Oh, God! Just say the answer, please! You're killing a human being!
Human being.
What letter comes before B?
He's dead. He's dead, and you killed him.
W.B. Du Bois?
Shrek. He's right. It was WB.
Warner Brothers.
Yes. I'm Jack Warner, and I want to offer you a job.
What?
Living in the Animaniacs Tower.
Are you single?
The water tower from Animaniacs?
Because I'm a missus waiting for my king.
Mrs. Queef, well, keep it in your pants.
I'm a brother waiting for a sister who... Well, hold on. hold on. Let me take that back. No, first of all, I'm not. I'm married. But I'm looking to get a divorce. Hold on. Wait, let me take that back. I don't want to get a divorce. I would cheat on my wife. Hold on. Look. Look. Wait. Reset.
I guess I owe you a little more time. A-E.
Yeah, I love A&E.
And you love vowels. Here we go. I did my job.
But I prefer
it's
TNT.
A living. Are we ready? Are we ready for the riddle? For the riddle.
Papa horny for pussies.
Papa horny for pussies.
I quit this show. I quit this show. Bye.
Yes, we're ready.
Where is Reedy Kitty? Where is Reedy Kitty?
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, no.
Meow, meow, meow.
Ridicule the Reedy Kit. Ridicule the Reedy Kit.
Someone please draw me. okay. A homicide detective is called at a crime scene. A man is lying dead in front of an abandoned building. It is believed that the man jumped out of the window off the abandoned building and committed suicide. The detective asks his team to collect evidence, and he heads towards the building. He goes to the first floor and towards the room that is on the front side. Inside the room, he lights a cigarette, walks toward the window facing the dead body, opens the window, and throws out the cigarette. He then goes to the second floor and repeats the same process. He keeps doing the same thing till he is done with all the floors and then takes the lift to the ground floor. Upon reaching there, he informs the team that it was not a suicide but a murder. How did he know that this was not a suicide?
So he went to every floor and flung a lit cigarette out the window
mm-hmm.
and then took the lift. So we know it's in England or Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
If it's in Australia, everything's backwards, so he's going underground and
so the guy jumped
upward
from the ground up onto the top,
up
of, a building?
Top of a building. So can you Superman read the can you read drunk. The beginning of this again?
A homicide detective is called at a crime scene. A man is lying dead in front of an abandoned building. It is believed that the man jumped out of a window off the abandoned building and committed suicide. The detective asks his team to collect evidence and he heads towards the building. He goes to the first floor and towards the room that is on the front side. Inside the room, he lights a cigarette, walks towards the window facing the dead body, opens the window and throws out the cigarette. He then goes to the second floor and repeats the same process. He keeps doing the same thing till he is done with all the floors, then he takes the lift to the ground floor. Upon reaching there, he informs the team that it is not a suicide but a murder. How did he know it was not a suicide? I'm a British newscaster.
I don't think you're allowed to throw cigarettes in a crime scene.
The dead man was the Marlboro man.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way to tell because he's the same density as a cigarette. Aaron, look at me in the eyes. Aaron,
open your eyes.
I can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's contaminating a crime scene. This guy should be fired. But he's a homicide detective and he has a team. What is this, like a Dr. House situation?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you say Dr. House?
Yeah.
Isn't it just House?
House MD. What do you think MD stands for?
Musical
My
director.
Dude.
That's the spinoff. House. My dude.
My dude.
Party house. Musical director. Yeah, that's fun. Okay, so he's saying it's not a suicide, it's a homicide, because if he's throwing the cigarettes out, is it like pushed versus jumped? Like it would be a different distance if he was pushed versus if he was jumped?
But you can't. I mean, the lightness of a cigarette's though it's gonna, wind's going to carry it or something, so you can't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not sure because the wind would definitely carry a cigarette unless it's not windy. Or he's just determined that this guy was killed at a different location because the way that he's throwing all of these out proves that he didn't get thrown off of this building.
While we try to figure this out, I want to see a scene.
Okay. Wow, this is unheard of.
a crime scene?
No. I want to see, Adel, you are this detective and you're really trying to quit cigarettes. And JPC, you're kind of the second in command, and you really want him to quit smoking. And you're at this crime scene.
Got it.
All right, Beckett. We need to figure out how this man died. I mean, obviously, it looks like suicide, but...
But as you taught me, Detective McGivens, looks can sometimes be deceiving.
That's good, Beckett. That's real good. Hand me a cigarette, will you?
Oh, come on, McGivens. Don't make me hand you a cigarette. You really want one of these cancer sticks?
Oh, I gotta get one.
You're a better detective, but you're playing too close to fire. Every time you have one of these, that's another year off your life. Here's your cigarette.
God damn it, Beckett. Next time I ask for one, you fucking give it to me. I may not like RuPaul, but I need that sweet, sweet drag.
Well, you better get in line for a drag net. Because you're going to need something to catch you when you fall, McGivin.
Did somebody die in the river? Why are we bringing out a dragnet?
I didn't do that when you did your thing about RuPaul. Can you see how that's not fair?
I'm the detective. Fuck you.
All right, well.
All right, Beckett, I'm going to throw this one out the window.
That's a closed window.
What are you? Shit. Put it out.
Ow.
The man was murdered.
Yeah.
Aaron's face lit up when I said that's a closed window. All the windows were closed. He was flicking the cigarette at a closed window?
No, listen. He lights a cigarette, walks towards the window facing the dead body, opens the window, and throws out the cigarette. He then goes to the second floor and repeats the same process.
Oh, okay. I thought he just jumped off the fucking roof.
No, he jumped out of a window.
Couldn't you stand on the ledge of a window and shut it behind you?
He was, yes.
I did not write this.
Okay. Let's all calm down. We're all friends here.
God damn it, I'm not going to calm down. Give me a cigarette.
But Adel's right, okay? Aaron, and you wrote the riddle, so I want you to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's why that's...
Kitty wrote it.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Her phone died, and she kept reading the riddle.
I would like to bring back a segment that I have not dusted off an old chestnut, and I want to play the grade this riddle. And I give that riddle a fucking bad grade. It gets a D.
I give it an A because it was really fun that you accidentally solved it in the role play. That's never happened before.
We stumbled
before.
Upon the answer via improv. That is fun.
That's never happened?
Based on me denying one of Adel's character choices.
Which goes to show you, always deny.
Always deny, baby. Deny. I did not have any sandwiches today. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do a listener submitted Rupal and Puzuzul.
So I have a listener submitted riddle. And this is an original riddle from Mark Wasserman.
Just say Wahlberg.
The Wass.
I wonder if I'm saying this right, Mark.
Okay,
I'm sorry if I'm not.
This is an original riddle submitted by Adrian Brody.
It's Mark with a C. That's interesting. That's cool. Hi, Mark. This is his original riddle.
Wasn't Mark the name of the person that called you Queef?
Oh, my God.
It was Marcus.
Oh, my God.
It's Mark S. Wasserman.
When I'm there, you notice my lack. When I'm not, all is truly black. I'm described as warm, soft, and bright. The end to this riddle is?
Light.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm going to do another one,
do
too.
Do most riddles end with rhyme the rhyme?
They should.
Yeah, I mean, that would be way easier.
Thanks, Adrian Brody.
Wow.
Oh, and at the end here, it says, please give me work.
Warm, soft, and bright. Were they talking about Adel's personality? Damn it, that's not a burn. You're really pleasant to be around.
Oh, thank you. You are too.
Wow, what is happening?
We have another listener submitted. This one's from Jacob Kelly, and he hopes that whoever is reading this is having a wonderful day.
Okay. Damn.
That Aaron, doesn't apply to the two of you.
Aaron got it. We didn't get it.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah. Is it Mario Kart?
Here we go. The riddle. There are three men on a boat in the middle of a lake, and they have four cigarettes between them. The problem is I forgot to bring a lighter. How do they smoke?
He asked Beckett to hand you a cigarette and light it. There's four men.
Three men
on a boat in the middle of a lake, and they have four cigarettes between them. The problem is they forgot to bring a lighter. How do they smoke?
One of the cigarettes is lit. The water's on fire. Lightning.
One of the cigarettes is lit. The water's on fire. Lightning. One of them's a dragon. We have to have hit it. Adel has to have hit it. One of those four answers.
It took me so long to register that you said one of them's a dragon.
That's my new process, is to just say five answers in one sentence.
I want to see a quick scene where the three men in the boat. Adel, you're the dragon. I feel like we're sinking a little bit, and I don't want to point fingers.
Roar.
Okay, or claws. Let's
talons.
Not point.
Or talons?
Talons.
I'm not a fucking bear.
You don't have
talons.
I'm
a dragon.
Oh,
okay. I have talons.
You have talons. Hey, buddy, you have talons.
Guys, can we focus on the bigger thing here? We got to take care of this baby.
Three men and a dragon and a little baby.
A little baby in a boat, okay? And this baby needs to smoke.
I feel like we're sinking, and whoever thinks that maybe they're the...
If one of us could fly...
Yeah,
maybe one of us.
I can't fly, but I'm trying to scale back.
Get out of the fucking boat.
You said I had talons. You have a shotgun.
Blam, blam, blam.
Oh, you lit the cigarette.
That worked.
And one for the baby.
You sort of did hit it. It's one of the things you said, but you have to.
If I got it,
one of the cigarettes is lit.
No.
Oh, shit.
Lightning. The water's on fire.
The answer is they throw the extra cigarette in the lake and the whole boat becomes one cigarette lighter.
Oh.
My.
Godfather? That's good. That's
fun. It's punny is what it is.
So they all died. So the boat became a cigarette lighter. Yeah.
Jacob said, I don't know if this is a great riddle, but I personally find it hilarious and charming. And I'm with you, Jacob.
Honestly, if he hadn't told you to have a good day at the top of that, I'd say fuck him. But since he did, since he was kind and polite, we will return the favor.
And he goes in the Hall of Fame.
And he goes in the Hall of Fame.
He goes in the Hall of Fame.
He goes to the Listener Hall of Fame.
And I hope you're having a wonderful day, Jacob.
Jacob
Kelly, bingo, Hall of Fame, bingo, ha, ta, ta.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame, Jacob.
Here to induct our first inductee to the Puzzy and Ritty Hall of Fame is... Ritty Kitty.
Meow, 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 meow. Jacob Kelly. Meow, 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 meow. If you have any riddies, puzzies, or quizzies that you want to send us, email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Also follow us on Instagram at HeyRiddleRiddle, Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle, and that's it.
And we have a Facebook page.
Oh, we have a Facebook page. Find us.
We're pretty much HeyRiddleRiddle across every platform. We got there early and we got there often.
Except for Periscope. We never had those auditions.
We did not get the Periscope.
Anything
else has that
to promote, gang?
Check out Hello from the Magic Tavern. Check out Siblings Peculaire. We got a live Magic Tavern show at Talia Hall in Chicago coming up, so check out that. PodCon 2 in Seattle, put on by Hank and John Green from Author Town. They write bookies. Check that out.
Cool. Yeah, if you are looking to listen to anything else on your earphones, give the Campaign Podcast a shot. It's a actual play podcast where we just wrapped up doing like a 4-year-long run in the Star Wars galaxy.
You told me that's it's a horror podcast. It's about Camp Pain.
Yes, it's called Camp Pain. It's my like a C-movie horror podcast where I do a narrative podcast and I play all of the characters. And Alan Alda may make an appearance in there somewhere.
Uh-oh. And I have a sketch show called Emerald City Bank and Trust that goes up at Second City the last 2 weekends in November and the first weekend of December on a Saturday. And I'll post about that on my Instagram, in my Twitter maybe, at AaronKeefe10 on Instagram, AaronKeefe2 on Twitter, because I like to keep things confusing.
And AaronKeefe12 on Facebook.
No, 10 and 2, that's the how you drive a car, right?
Oh, yeah.
Keep your hands at AaronKeefe10 and AaronKeefe2.
And Aaron, when you're driving a car, what kind of dog would you like to keep your hands on?
Jupiter.
Thank you.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Marty Parrish is the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.